What do you call the nut that's shaped like your eye and has a thin, poor shell?
Pecan.
If you were in Miami on New Year's Day, what type of bowl game might you attend for football?
Orange Bowl.
Yeah. Right. Uh-huh. It's like the fruit. And so, that's right. What do you call the little red vegetables that are peppery? They're small and they have red covered roots, and you can eat them raw.
Radishes.
And what do you call the small tomatoes that never get any bigger than this?
Tomatoes.
Right. Do you have any other names for them besides tomatoes? Along with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What kind of potatoes are there?
Irish potatoes.
Can you
or sweet potatoes.
When you use the word potato, how do you usually refer? Do you usually think of Irish or sweet potato when you use the word potato?
Well, whichever we're going to serve, we say Irish potato or sweet potato.
You always show the difference then. Mm-hmm. The kind of potato that you would have a yellow meat in it is what you just said then, I guess.
Sweet potato.
Do you ever call it anything else besides sweet potato?
Yams.
Something with a strong odor that makes tears come into your eyes is called?
Onions.
Do you have any other term for an onion? The little young fresh ones that you eat would be called what kind of onions? They're small and they're young and they're fresh.
I can't think of a nut.
Let me give you a few, maybe these will remind you. Toppy onions, rare ripe, green onions,
green onions.
What are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup if you were making one?
Tomatoes, potatoes, English peas, snap beans, field peas, carrots.
Any others? What about also a vegetable that you like to fry sometimes?
Potatoes.
And this is a green one. And it's fried and boiled and it's kind of slimy when it's boiled.
Okra.
Right. What about gumbo? Do you ever make any gumbo? If you leave an apple or a plum around, it will dry up and do what? What will happen to the skin? If the skin dries up,
it gets wrinkled.
Okay. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage and lettuce and
All right, you would say, talking about cabbage, you would say, I like these. What?
Cabbage.
And speaking about the size, you'd say, these.
Heads.
All right. Or if you were referring to the word, you would say, these
cabbage head.
All right. When you want to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to.
Shell peas.
The little yellow brownish flat beans, the seeds and not the pods are called what? You don't eat the pod. In other words, it's of the kind of bean that you would get out of the pod.
Butter beans.
What kind of beans would you call the ones that you would eat in the pod?
Snap beans.
Is there a difference between a snap bean and a string bean to you?
Yeah.
What would be the difference?
Snap bean doesn't have strings around the bean, and the other.
The string bean
doesn't, and the snap bean does.
Snap bean has strings around it, or doesn't have strings?
Doesn't.
Does not. And the string bean, you'd have to get the strings out before you. Do you eat both kinds? And